Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America and around the world. The SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio presents Larry and Cheryl Batson discovering our wild world and the music of the SRI Label Group. It's time for animal tracks, wildlife conversation, and great music. Join us and enjoy Larry Batson's Wild World Animal Tracks.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana, which is now the Arctic Circle.
Burrs,
right. This is Larry Batson, along with my beautiful and wonderful wife, Cheryl. Say hi, Cheryl.
You kind of stuttered that just then.
I didn't.
I'm not looking as beautiful as usual, I guess.
Oh, you look perfectly lovely tonight.
Backstroke. He doesn't even swim, and now he is backstroking.
I am. It's all love. It's all love.
I get you.
Here's one of Shelley Leibowitz, our underwriter's good friends.
I love him. He loves me.
I know he does.
Shelley, my boyfriend.
I know. You're listening to Animal Track with Cheryl and Larry Batson on...
If I could talk to the animals, I just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, a buffalo and beagle, an alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros, I say of carceros. Can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, just walk with the animals, and Lord, they could talk to me. I could talk to the animals, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, oh, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern arts and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say why not a must, and I would. Stop and think of it, there's no doubt of it, I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, run, squeak, and talk to the animals, and they could squeak and squawk.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
You know, that's such a great promotion.
Which one?
That Shelley Leibowitz promo.
Because he's cool.
He is. I want to hear it again.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my. So how's Cher tonight?
Well, it's supposed to snow again tomorrow.
I know. We're supposed to get a an inch of dusting tomorrow?
Tomorrow. And then Saturday. Hello.
Yeah.
But you know, I think they, I don't know. The other day I went to the grocery store dressed as they would tell us to dress, and I had way too much clothing on. Because... Yeah.
You were having hot flashes and it wasn't
no,
really
I think
flash.
It was just way too much clothing because they said it's a million degrees below zero.
You know they do that. I think the
your friend Randy Ollis.
Scares
everybody with his snow stories.
Yeah, I think they get a kickback from the grocery stores
for bread and milk.
Yeah, for bread and milk.
Maybe eggs.
And I was noticing on Facebook tonight that several people posted that already.
Bread and milk and cake.
Yeah. And they said there's
cereal, I'm sure.
Yeah. And the grocery stores are still already crazy. Busy.
Our friend Laura said, you guys got all you needed last week. Why are you still here?
Yeah, well, we go to the grocery every 3 days. Well, you do. I don't.
I took control of the grocery.
Well, I'm not organized enough to figure out what we need for 3 days. I mean, when we talked about that, and my thoughts of me trying to do that.
Yeah. Well,
my brain.
Like a stealth bomber goes right over your head.
It does. And it was like, it was like, I had no concept of putting together a grocery list for 3 days. And I can remember my mother, God bless Elizabeth.
That's right. God bless Elizabeth.
And
she's amazing.
She is amazing. And she would shop, I remember, for our family for, I think, like 2 weeks.
My mom did too.
How did they do that?
The woman would buy 4 gallons of milk.
My Lord.
I know.
What?
I've seen people buy that much Mountain Dew at our Walmart. That tends to give me issues. Tricky issues.
You know what they call it, don't you? Hillbilly heroin.
Mountain Dew. Yeehaw. I'm not a hillbilly. Stop that.
Oh, I know. But if you drink the Mountain Dew, it's like an instant.
You know, I used to buy those. That was my gift to give myself to go to Wild World. Was a 50-cent can of Mountain Dew, which would get you through Walmart. But I've read that it has antifreeze in it.
It does. Well, that explained the color.
I don't need that.
No.
Do we need that?
It has like what, a half a bottle of sugar.
Yeah. Well, my teeth are rotting because of thought of it.
Oh my gosh.
Not good.
But yeah,
anyway,
Mountain Dew.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. So, you have to go to the grocery tomorrow, then.
Thank you very much. It's supposed to snow.
But I don't think that much.
Well, good thing, because where will you be?
I'll be home. Yeah. I'll be home.
Warm and toasty.
As
the wife drags around 70 pounds of cat tiger food.
Yeah.
80. I take that back. 80.
80 pounds. My gosh.
It goes 4 days.
Wow. You know, that's
here, kitty.
Yeah, well, wasn't that a great picture of Lily on Facebook?
She's a beauty.
She is a beauty. Too bad she's not very nice.
She's a beauty.
She is. And, you know, there are people probably
she'd
listening.
Bite your head right off your body.
She would. And would.
Not eat you. She'd just do it for fun.
And she was like that when she's a little cub.
She beat me up.
She did beat me up.
I took beatings every day of my life when Lily was our teacher.
Man.
Thank you very much, Mr. Batson. And when will I get my paycheck?
It's in the mail. And then,
wait, I'm a volunteer in this deal, right?
I think we all are. Then Hank is the complete opposite. He's the most sweetest little guy. He still is.
I fed him by hand for a year.
You did.
A tiger for a year ate by hand. We drank out of a milk bottle, a baby bottle.
Yeah. And
here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Of course, Hank was the one that ate the grapes, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Who would have ever thought that, well, why would a tiger want to eat a grape? But who would
but
have
he was, because it wasn't his fault, he got it on his foot, and he was cleaning his foot, he got a little grape.
Oh,
and
I forgot.
He was a baby,
that.
And babies aren't supposed to have that stuff for at least a year, even human babies.
Well, oh, speaking of human babies, we need to send a congratulations.
And there was a $700 belly ache.
Oh, I remember
my
that.
My baby boy, Tiger, he quit eating.
Well.
Except by being hand-fed.
That's almost like Buck.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
That was like Buck the bear when he was little. We had to funnel the milk into his
because
mouth.
He would not suckle a bottle. He just opened his mouth and twisted his little tongue and sprayed it in my mouth. Thank you very much.
You know, I had something come in on my timeline. Someone had sent over to us, and there was a video about a fellow that had a bear that he was obviously raised. It was a, I believe it was a grizzly bear. I didn't really look at the video very closely,
A bear is a bear. A bear is a very industrial creature.
They are. Well,
they'll take the skin off your hide.
Yeah. Well,
without even moving.
The person had asked about it. They said, I just love
it. Is it like a puppy?
Yeah. No. And I had to explain to him, it's whomever raised it from day one, like we did with Buck and Tate. I mean, the bear has to have total trust.
Trust is the biggest thing.
Well, yeah, with all the animals. So it was.
Trust. If they don't trust us, we're dead meat.
Yeah, we are dead meat.
Here, kitty, kitty. Oh, wait, we're talking about Brian. Come here, big old giant 8-foot animal.
Man, but they're so smart. That's what people don't realize. They are so smart.
Ours are sleeping.
Well, they are in the hibernation mode right now.
They haven't spoken to us in about 3 days.
Yeah. That means our dog food bill went way down.
I love that. Company is not getting our money this week. Thank you very much. Except for the wolf and the foxes and the possums. Anyway.
Yeah, God love them possums, dude. Oh, we have two possums. We have Early and Adele. And Adele and I.
Larry's afraid of Adele.
No, we bonded.
From today?
We bonded.
Oh, now she quit wanting to bite your face right off your head.
Oh, I give her every opportunity now, and she doesn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, well,
I told her. Did you talk to her about that?
I told her you were afraid of her.
Yeah, because she used to bite me. She never succeeded. She tried to bite. But she never succeeded.
I think it's just a thing. Possums have to go, don't bother me.
Yeah, you know.
Because they have no defense because they're really, really nice.
They are nice.
They're really, really nice.
Yeah.
And really, really cute.
They are cute. People
don't. Humans are so lame.
Oh, we are. We are so lame. I mean, people.
You know how many ticks would be around if you people, please.
And you know the beauty of the opossum is something in
everything about it, other than
I think there's
the poo. There's a lot of poo around here.
Yeah, well, and they naturally attract. I can't talk.
I know.
Attract ticks, so that
so they can eat them.
Yeah.
So they don't kill us and our dogs.
So we don't all get Lyme disease.
Lyme disease is a horrible thing. I have very, very important friends of mine that are dealing with that horrible thing.
Well, one of the
Lyme
most,
disease.
Well, you know who is also one of the most famous people in the animal world?
Mr. Jim Fowler.
Yeah, Jim Fowler.
Connecticut. You know, he lives in Connecticut. And Lyme, Connecticut was one of the first places they noticed it, I guess, eh?
Well, and here, think about this. He's traveled around the world.
Every place.
And he gets Lyme disease from going back and forth to his compost pile in Connecticut. Yeah, anyway.
We need more possums.
Yeah, you know who else we need more of? Shelly Leibowitz.
I love my Shelly.
And he's got a wonderful label, folks. Oh, I want to remind you, I forgot to pick up my piece of paper. The SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio.
SRI.
The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there, artists and their classic recordings. Best of ELO, one of Cheryl's favorite bands. Little Richard Live.
Which one?
ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
I've seen them.
That was sarcastic. I did too. I saw them in Market Square. Arena. I think we were at the same show with Deep Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Cheryl's real fun. A catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen
it's
to.
It's a guinea.
Explore an amazing music collection. That's the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. And if you go there, you can hear our friend Roger Hyde from Barium Sunset.
Oh, well, that's different. I've awakened with that song in my head, that Barium Sunset.
Well, I wasn't going to play that one. You want to play that one?
Yeah, because I can't get it out of my head.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be awakened by this song, and I hope you all are. Always got to find it first.
I've got to find it.
We'll play something else until we find it.
Okay, we'll play it later because I know he needs it.
We like it anyway.
Hey, but he's big in England and Europe because it's fantastic dance music. And you know how they like to dance in England and Europe?
It's fast.
Fast, very fast.
It's an aerobic exercise, the song.
Yeah. Well, here's your rant.
Awaken to it, my friend. But here's another song.
Here's your rants from Barium Sunset on Animal
one.
Tracks. You may not have heard this one.
I may not. My heart is already beating quickly.
On Blog Talk Radio.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the fellas go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Must take the A-train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in all.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This Is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
Oh, man. Ray Brown.
How about that?
He's in Europe right now. Mr. Leibowitz has told us that when he comes back to the States, he's going to be on the shoe.
That's cool.
Yeah, he is Ella Fitzgerald's grandson, I think.
Hmm?
Yeah, grandson. Yeah, so that's very cool.
That was going far from the truth.
No, not very far at
that
all.
That voice is like, hello.
Oh, my gosh, just incredible. Just incredible. You know what, are you over your hiccups yet?
I just did. It was hard.
Well, now, what's your method of getting over the hiccups?
I don't know. You breathe in, and you keep trying to breathe in more.
Yeah.
Through your lungs, and then you quit. I did it 10 sips or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't work.
You just did 10 sips? You just tried to
get it? It didn't work. But the breathing in, dude, I can't breathe.
What about the scaring somebody? Boo. They don't work either.
Just annoy them.
Yeah.
Then you're annoyed and you hiccup too.
You know,
annoying
that's just
hiccups,
hell.
That's even worse.
That's just pure hell.
I know.
My God. You want to go, as we go into this cold weather and this winter.
Brr.
Oh my gosh.
We worked on the monkey's house today.
Yes, we did.
Because we're incorporating more animals into one building.
Uh-huh.
Because paying for the heat.
Oh.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Everybody wants us to take the stuff they don't want anymore because they think it's cool to have it, and then it becomes what God made it to be.
Yeah.
They don't want it anymore. So we take it, and then we have to pay for it. But they don't care anymore. Nobody pays us to take this stuff. But we still have to pay the Park County Electric Company to heat this stuff. Alligators, snakes, parrots, name it.
Well, you know.
So we're trying to incorporate to be, because you're sick and we can't do what we used to do all the time.
Well, yeah.
But you're not sick. You just have, I guess you're sick.
But it's just something.
You have Parkinson's, and now we have to learn a new lifestyle, don't we?
I've been drawing more.
Which is amazing because of the tremors.
Yeah, and they haven't really, as far as that department. And
Google Parkinson's people and question this man about drawing.
And playing instruments. I can still do that.
And I have to be the bad guy. Get to work.
Well, I need that because, they stay active, you know.
They say 4 days of activity, strenuous activity for Parkinson's people.
And
pretty much our day is activity, which is a good thing, maybe, keep you going.
Yeah, why am I yawning? It's only 10:24 and
I
know, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, when I think of this cold weather, this is about the time that our first trip when I went up to Wisconsin.
Well, that's a good time to go to Wisconsin in the middle of the winter.
What were you taking
to Wisconsin?
Live reptiles.
Oh, well, of course, reptiles. And what is a reptile? Tell me exactly what the deal on a reptile is.
They have to be warm all the time.
And why?
Because they're cold-blooded.
And what does that mean to the neophyte that doesn't understand cold-blooded? Other than some silly TV show, cold-blooded murder. But tell us about the cold-blooded creature on our planet, Mr. Batson,
well,
the animal guy.
Well, you know, the one story I can remember is we were going across the New York Thruway.
Oh, that sounds fun. Never.
Highway 90 on a Sunday night.
And never. On a Sunday night.
Yeah, we finished doing a sportsman show, and I think it was Utica, New York.
Oh, that sounds. Where's that?
It's in upstate New York.
At what time of year?
In January. I think it was January, first of February. I think it was January.
Oh, good.
And we were going through
that's
a snowstorm.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it gets better. We were pulling our reptile trailer.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh.
How many reptiles were in the trailer, Mr. Bass?
Well, they were all in my van.
Oh, that's even better.
I drove the van.
Again, which is probably smarter for the safety of the animal.
Yeah.
And I know you do love the animal.
Yeah.
Even if they'll kill you.
Well,
easily.
I think it was that trip when
a small snips.
We were coming across the thruway, and of course I had all the snakes with me. We had a lot of non-venomous snakes with us, rat snakes and game snakes. We had a few, yeah, well, because we had one display in particular. It was set up like a barn, so we had rat snakes.
Oh, okay.
And but we also had stuff like puff adders and rattlesnakes and cobras.
No.
No,
you
yeah.
Never, 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 Mr. Bassett. Never known you to enjoy the hot snake.
Well, I had a snake crawl across my lap, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I put my hand down, and, you know, when you handle so many snakes, you get so you can feel the skin and identify the species.
You know,
and I
when
thought
you
to
handle
myself,
so many snakes that you can identify the species by the touch of the snake.
In the dark.
In the dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a bad whammer.
I don't know, man. I felt pretty stupid.
Facebook me all you fancy pants snake handlers and tell me you would know that species of snake in the dark as it crawled across your lap as you're driving down the highway.
Well.
The animal guy.
When I touched the snake, I thought cobra. So my first thought was
cobra.
Oh,
that's good, isn't it?
And you know, so
did you
I
keep your. Never mind.
Did I keep my bladder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Again.
Because I was dumb.
Animal
young.
Diet.
Yeah. So I had to pull over and then very carefully turn on the inside light and discover that it wasn't a cobra, thank goodness.
So even if you're a religious man, you became a religious immediately, did you not?
I did. So it was like, my gosh, unbelievable. This is Larry and Cheryl Batson on Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio. How about little Egberto Garcia? You know, Egberto is on the SRI label group, is the
Egberto.
Egberto. E-G-B-E-R-T-O. He'll be on the show sometime. All I got is email him. He'll be on.
As long as he's not at the airport.
As long as he's not there. But he's considered to be one of the biggest, or the, how should I put this? He's big anyway, body-wise. But he's one of the major artists in South America. Yeah.
There's a lot of really cool things from South America.
Yeah.
And Egberto is one.
Yes, he is. Egberto Garcia. Here's Egberto Garcia on Blog Talk Radio. Sway.
¿Quién será la que me quiera a mí? Ay, ¿quién será? ¿Quién será? ¿Quién será la que me dé su amor? Ay, ¿quién será? ¿Quién será? Yo no sé si la podré encontrar. Ay, yo no sé, yo no sé. Yo no sé si volveré a querer. Yo no sé, oh, yo no sé. He querido volver a vivir la pasión y el calor de otro amor que me hiciera sentir, que me hiciera feliz como antes. Ay, ¿quién será la que me quiera a mí? Quiera a mí, oye, ¿quién será? ¿Quién será la que me dé su amor? ¿Quién será? ¿Quién será?
a vivir. La pasión y el calor de otro amor, de otro amor que me hiciera sentir, que me hiciera feliz. Ay, ¿quién será la que me quiera a mí? Vamos, ¿quién será? ¿Quién será? ¿Quién será la que me dé su amor? Oye, ¿quién será?
And he's also considered a heartthrob in that part of the world.
Is he a hottie?
Yeah, it's just, yeah,
well,
I guess.
There's nothing better than a little eye candy.
And he, and hopefully, SRI Label Group and Shelley Leibowitz, hopefully he's a major artist in the United States, too. I think
well,
it might happen.
Cool.
Well,
we could finish it, eh?
We could.
Well, we'd all be grinning while we watched you dance. But...
I'm getting ready to say something about that.
But, it's like Bigfoot. Very seldom seen.
You know.
But I think we have it on video somewhere down the line.
Well,
in the many, many years of your past, my friend.
Well,
probably,
you know.
On Pammy Joe's wedding video.
Well, you know, when we did the movie, The Escapist.
Yeah.
There was a scene in that. Yeah, there was.
They had a scene of you dancing.
It never made the
you
movie.
You never told me that.
I never did.
No.
It was. It
oh,
was,
I'm going to be up Bill's Bumba Dumba to see that.
Oh, I think it's on the cutting room. I know it's on the cutting room floor. Doesn't it work? Because they were absolutely repulsed.
There are many
it.
That would pay lots of money to see that. Larry cutting the rug.
And it was
as
at,
they say.
It was at Lucifer. Remember Lucifer?
No, because that's a strip joint, isn't it?
No, it's a disco bar. It was a disco bar.
Disco, case closed.
That's
Cheryl true. And disco. How do you think that goes together, ever?
Oh, well.
On the planet.
That, but world, that was
Cheryl and disco.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Well, that was Bill Shirk's hangout.
And I love Bill Shirk.
Single
day.
Disco. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But he never danced at all, either.
No, he's like me. He laughed. I bet he could laugh about it.
So they decided that they needed to do a scene with me dancing with my ex-wife.
The,
not my real ex-wife.
And they harassed her about her poor haircut.
They did.
I could have fixed that haircut.
And, you know, she was supposed to be some hotshot actress.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. She had a star. She had a star in her face at the premiere.
No, that wasn't her. Oh. That was that. I think
another girl had a star. She put a star on her face. People.
I think I was
they
a
had a
girl
fancy
person.
Premiere for a movie, and one of the gals in the movie wore a star on her face to the premiere.
But you know that one of the cool things about the premiere, do you remember that vehicle
cool.
we got to ride in?
Yeah, we got to ride in the vehicles that were in.
Oh, Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore's 10.
Was it 10 or was it?
I never met her. It doesn't matter. It was cool.
But we rode in them. Mm-hmm. And we arrived late.
Of course we would.
So,
that's us because, you know, last arrived, last to leave. That's us.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway.
But she had a star on her face.
Yeah.
She wore it to a premiere. Girlfriend.
Yeah.
We still had fun.
You know, I had to tell someone the other day, one of these young snake guys.
Whippersnappers.
Young whippersnappers, you know.
Why did he try to tell you how to do it?
No, I told him something. I told him one of the scenes in the film was
oh my goodness,
was shot downtown. I think it was on.
You're telling me about the part where Bill fell on his head.
No.
And you were walking around to get the rattlesnake and thinking, well, we're done with this movie.
Yeah, well, I
he had a rattlesnake on his head, but Larry was only worried about, well, this is over.
I said, we're done making movies.
Our friend with a rattlesnake on his head.
In fact, I think if you look at the scene where I'm walking up to the, it was in a wrestling ring.
I remember.
With Dick the Bruiser, and Ox Baker, and Scott Spikey.
And our friend with a rattlesnake on his head.
Yeah, Bill, sure. Yeah.
And
I'm walking up to the wrestling ring after this. He'd fallen.
You can see Larry going, well, let's see
Larry. We're done making movies. That's
this
the first
movie.
Thing. Because the one he hit, well, he was hanging by his heel, his feet, and he reached up to
he unhooked himself, fell on his head, lost the taste in his mouth for months. Probably still feels strange from it.
Oh.
All Larry worried about was, I better get my rattlesnake. This movie's over.
Yeah, well, it wasn't over. We had to finish that thing. Yeah.
Can you make this cobra leave his chair on the left side?
Yeah, well, here's the setup for the people
it's
at home.
It's a cobra, dude.
I walked in. First
Here,
of all,
kitty,
the
kitty,
film
kitty,
crew
kitty.
The film crew was all from Los Angeles.
And porn.
And no, that was the director.
Yeah, that was just, yeah.
But anyway.
That was BC, before Cheryl.
Well, anyway.
Thank goodness.
So, where was I going? Oh, so they had literally, the director walks up to me, and we don't shoot the scene at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And the director comes, he's a little bitty guy. He comes up and says, Larry, he says, what I need you to do is have that cobra sit on that chair and hood up, and that's the stage left. So, he's telling
what
me this.
What was that tiger cartoon? Exit stage fright.
Yeah. Oh, Tony Tiger.
And
no, Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss. And so he wanted you to treat the cobra like Snagglepuss and exit stage right.
Oh, no, I had exit stage left.
What?
Anyway. I had exit stage right. But anyway.
Whatever exit this man wanted you to teach a cobra. This thing
right.
will kill you.
Well, the guys from the L.A., from the movie crew,
were
so freaked out about this scene that they actually built a wall around the cobra out of plywood between them.
Because they
and
were, camp. What, scared?
They were scared.
Or actually smart enough to know better.
But I told them before we shot the scene, I said, now here's the thing.
You told them you wouldn't let him get killed.
Well, I did
I've
that.
I've heard you say that.
But I told him that if it got away from me for some reason, the worst analogy, I said, let the snake crawl past you. Do not move.
Sure.
Do not
no move. Problem, buddy. I've got a cobra right by my left leg. No problem.
Don't move, just stand still, let it crawl by you, then I'll deal with it when it gets by you.
So when I'm using the restroom on the animal that's crawling by me that can kill me, it's going to be okay, right?
But here's the sick part of the whole deal. I figured out how to do it.
Because you're a weirdo.
I know. So I knew what to do is to get the snake under a cardboard box on the chair. Now, the snake was about 6 foot long. The box wasn't, the chair wasn't that big. And the box
was. And the box is smaller.
Yeah.
And how did you get, anyway?
Well, so what I did, I had it completely under the thing. I said, guys, be ready. Let's do this.
Turn the camera on.
Turn the camera on and make sure you got lots of film.
Duh.
Because they ran out of film on a couple other scenes.
Duh.
Yeah. So I just lifted up the box real quick. The snake immediately was all these lights, and he hooded up, sat on that chair.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret behind it, as if anybody's going to do this at home.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Anyway.
The secret behind it was.
It's glaring.
It's
crazy.
Me. It's me.
There's no secret. Anybody that knows you knows. Larry's crazy.
Yeah.
In a good way.
So I stood like, I don't know, footing it, because everything, the cameras are, the camera shots are all close. I mean, it's all close.
Yeah, but it's not close enough to cobras.
So I was within a foot and a half, 2 feet.
Of a 6 foot animal that can
and it
strike
stood
you
up.
3 feet.
So all I had to do was, what I did is.
Did you get paid for this?
Yeah.
Never enough.
No, it wasn't near enough. But
you
anyway.
Love Bill, though.
Yeah, I would do it for Bill.
A million times over.
Oh, yeah. So.
Not me. I love him, but.
Sorry, I've still got the cold flu.
Yeah. Australian cold.
Yeah, the out hack. And I stood there
like
with
nuts.
The snake up. Mm-hmm. So all I had to do is take a step back. And just as I took a step back, the snake relaxed and he came down.
Yeah.
And I went stage right.
I want to throw it.
I backed up stage right.
It's a cobra, people.
And the snake went stage left and literally crawled off the chair. And then it did exactly what the director had asked for the snake to do.
Because
one take. And the crew, when we got the snake back in its box,
threw up.
They applauded.
I would have thrown.
Then
that.
They said they wanted me to move to Los Angeles. He said you can make a lot of money in the movie business, but there was only one problem with that.
What? You wouldn't
moving
have met
to
me.
Los Angeles? No, and I wouldn't have met you. Absolutely, but I'm
you
moving.
You had
to
a lot of blonde wives by then.
Oh God. You know, you are so special.
You better believe it, buddy.
So
and I will wake you up in the middle of the night just to remind you, hey, you know how special I am.
So I want to play something. Now, this is not from the SRI label catalog, but it's pretty
but
cool.
We still love our show.
We do. A blog.
About the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. As it should spread her wings high over me, she said she's gonna come back tomorrow. And I said,
my
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Little Jimi Hendrix on Blog Talk Radio.
And we have a new angel to welcome.
We do.
From our friend Cody and his beautiful wife, Mary.
Mary.
Evelyn.
Evelyn, yeah. I was having a break. They call her Evie.
Evelyn. What a beautiful name, Evelyn Mary.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the world, Evie.
And you know Grandma.
Yeah.
Yaya.
Shiwi.
I saw she posted tonight that she was just going to stop by on the way home from work.
Oh, well, she's still there probably.
She was there for 3 hours.
I can't blame her.
No.
She can't get enough of her sweet baby.
Oh, my gosh. And she is beautiful. All that hair. My Lord.
Okay. I like hair.
Yeah, well, you... Yeah, absolutely.
I enjoy a hairy...
Yeah, that's... But good luck to them, man. It's just so cool. I wouldn't go near that child now for anything. Because it was Maddie Mary's parents that gave us the dang Australian outhat. My Lord.
And you, you're still working on it.
See, there.
It is.
I had
don't
to,
speak of it.
All I had to do was talk about it.
Yeah.
And
we should have known.
Oh, my Lord.
I've kept him away from all but the radio station.
And I went in the other day. It was yesterday. Recorded a week's worth of shows.
Because snow is coming.
Oh, it is. It is.
And we will be on the hill.
We will be on
with
the hill.
With the rivers.
Yeah, so it's like...
As where we should be.
Oh, man. It's never...
So what did you find at the radio station? You told me what? Lysol?
Oh, they had a can of Lysol there.
It won't help.
No.
It won't help, my friend.
I hose down the area.
It still won't help.
But no.
It's beyond that.
But, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But well, poor Cheryl's been dealing with it Mark, for 2 weeks.
Because I kissed my Shiwi.
Yeah, you kissed Shiwi.
It's not my fault. She, yeah. We kissed each other.
And she was carrying the
Elon, not to.
Yeah, well, she was carrying the Australian outhack virus.
She's been, yeah. And she gave it to us freely. She did.
She didn't even care.
But she got it back at her, so she suffered as well.
And you know that, and you know her husband Davi is probably one of North America's greatest Colts fans. He's had season tickets for the Colts since they've been in Indianapolis, which is like 20 some years.
Well, I don't even know.
And
because you know how important sports are to me.
Yeah, right.
Except motor car racing.
Yeah. So I told him, I said, that baby's going to come at the start of the Colts game. When
they had prayer sessions for the baby to come while the Colts were here.
Yeah, playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
All of David's good friends.
Yeah, we did. And guess what? The baby appeared 2 minutes before the start of the game.
4:33 she came.
So it was like. Even if the baby did come there, they didn't miss a darn thing because that
darn
game was terrible.
And the game really was bad, so they were happy to have the baby instead.
Yeah, the Colts got trounced, so.
Thank you.
It all backfired.
Yeah. No, it didn't. The baby came.
Yeah, it did. And it was beautiful, it's healthy, and everything.
Yay.
I know. It's just.
Good luck, baby.
So, tomorrow's a big trip to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You're already looking forward to it.
Wee-haw. People talk to me at the grocery store that I don't know. And they talk to me about it. They will say, so, usually I see Larry here buying the groceries. And then it goes into, how many animals do you feed? And it's kind of daunting in a way because I'm talking to someone about my life that I have no idea who I'm speaking to. But they know me, and they know us, and they know the animals. And I am at the grocery store going, well, I feed 30 different things, but the snakes don't eat every day.
Yeah.
And then you have the whole place looking at you like, yeah.
They kind of, after a while, though, they just get like, go into a zone.
Yeah.
They just kind of look at you.
Thank goodness for the gals that know us well, like Lori.
Yeah.
And
oh my gosh. She's gonna be mad. I forgot her name.
Yeah.
And what it is? It's
menopause.
It's menopause. It's kicking in. But anyway. So what else do you have to talk about? We were going to tell a great squirrel story.
Tell your squirrel story.
Well, you got to help.
Well, today I was noticing that squirrels actually get into the feeder. They don't eat around the feeder. They get into it completely. And we laughed because a friend of ours years ago named Gene had befriended a squirrel in Indianapolis and was afraid that because he was so humanized, that he would be hurt.
Eaten by their beagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we took him in because that's what
you know,
we do.
It was the fall, you know.
And so Larry...
We had this big cage we set up. Now, my concerns with the squirrels, I didn't want to humanize it.
Yeah.
Because if it's stuck around, they can do damage to stuff.
Yeah. And they...
So all winter long, we fed... Now, I'm telling you right now, we fed it monkey biscuits.
And those are amazing.
And this squirrel was the healthiest looking squirrel you've ever seen.
Beautiful. We named him Gene after who we got him from, Gene.
Yeah. So, my concern was we were going to release it in the spring. That it was,
let him be
that
free
one,
in the woods.
We're going to set it
20
free.
Acres of beautiful woods.
Yeah, connected to millions of acres.
Yeah.
So, my concern, though, was that it wasn't humanized. So, all winter long when I fed it, I tried to make no real... I didn't talk to it. I just fed it, left, so on and so on.
Yeah.
And I was real... That was a big concern of mine. So, here comes the spring, and it's a nice day. And I think this is a good day to let the squirrel out.
Let Gene loose.
Yeah, set Gene free.
Here he goes.
So... I'm praying he'll be wild.
Go on and be wild.
Yeah, and know how to survive.
There you go.
So I opened up his little door to his squirrel house, which I carried outside.
Yeah.
And I set the little squirrel free, and he kind of takes a couple, three steps.
Go among the woods, my friend.
He goes along the woods, and he hops over the fence, and he takes off.
And for a moment, you thought.
And then... I realized something. That little rodent never looked back. I mean, he just said,
he
screw
care less
you.
About your monkey biscuit.
Oh, my gosh. He never looked back.
He didn't care for him. He cared less about you.
Yeah. I started screaming at him. That's a lot of... That's a lot. You're welcome. I was mad. He just was hip-and-yop on through the woods. He was...
Yeah, but now his... What would you call it? His ancestors have come to live and abide your bird feeder.
They do.
There were four at the bird feeder this morning. One was inside. I saw him shimmy to get out of it while the blue jay waited. So your friend that didn't appreciate you.
Excuse me.
What shall I call them? His
caretakers.
I don't know, his children.
Oh yeah, his children.
They abuse you as well.
They do abuse me. It's not
it's a good
pretty.
Thing.
Yeah.
Squirrel Meister.
So
great Squirrel Meister.
Oh gosh. So it's like
No respect.
There was zero respect.
Yeah. As well, they shouldn't respect us because you're a joke.
We are a joke.
We build our homes in there.
Yeah, so...
I wonder why they're there.
You know, there's people... one of the very first conversations I had with Shelley Leibowitz when he decided to become the underwriter for this wonderful blog talk show.
Thank God for Shelley.
Thank God for Shelley. He was all mad because people built these homes in the wilds around Los Angeles.
And they're angry because the animals are there.
Yeah, there's mountain lions and coyotes.
Well, what a surprise.
That's what he said.
Just like here, when people get angry because there's a raccoon in their trash, well, you built your home in a cornfield.
Well,
I wonder why the raccoon would be there.
Yeah,
especially
right.
if your trash is unattended.
So.
Huh. Wonder. Huh.
So you know
dumb
what I said?
Dumb animal. Huh.
They ought to build their. They ought to have a home in the country.
Unless they just
they should
build
live
themselves.
In the city.
Where,
you know what I'm saying?
Where the animals have come back to the city because people are.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, to finish off our show tonight, what we'll do is we'll play one of Shelly Liebowitz. I think this is his nephew. Or is it an uncle?
Is it
a nephew? It doesn't matter. So, we're going to New York. Yeah.
You only dragged me there.
I know. You have no interest in going. I've been there. I have no interest in going back.
We love people there, but...
Yeah, we do love people there. But not enough. Not enough to wait among all them buildings.
Never.
So, from the SRI label group.
That would be the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
So many people. Humans. Oh, my goodness. You see what it smells like anyway.
It does. It smells... I ain't gonna say that. So, have a great week, everybody.
Snow's coming.
You know, in a couple weeks, you know who's going to be on the show?
No.
Igloo Ed from Colorado.
Oh, my God. Do I love me some Igloo Ed?
Oh.
Does he have the coolest job? I mean, he's
well, you know,
my
he's,
hero.
He's built this device that he builds igloos with.
We've seen one built. We had one.
Yeah, we had one here. And
yes.
We loaded it to the neighbor and never saw it again. But he did build the igloo.
And it was very cool.
So there's a climber's, and I can't remember his name. He's from Europe, of course.
It doesn't matter. Just look up Igloo Ed.
Yeah,
and
well,
you'll see. He's a bad whammer jammer.
Well, the climber's going to climb K2 without tips.
But with an igloo.
Well, he's going to build igloos on it.
It'll be better.
It'll be better. Yeah.
Since
anyway.
Go around, the igloo won't.
It won't. And it should
so
do great.
It's so cool.
So cool. And also so cool. Here's Steve Lawrence from SRI Label Group. Go to the website, srirecords.com. Lots of great music. You can listen to the whole tracks, everybody. Not just a little taste of tracks.
Yeah,
like a lot of
well, Shelly doesn't play around.
He doesn't play around. He loves
He's
music.
He's the real deal.
He is the real deal.
Old school.
He is old school.
Deal.
So here's Steve Lawrence, New York, New York on blog. Have a great week, everybody.
New York, New York.
That's right.
No.
If I can make it there.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.